All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 111 days until the presidential election. Trump assassination cover-up day five. That's what we're doing. That's what we're rolling with now, because that's what's going on. And there's a lot of other breaking news. We're going to have a lot of news for you. We'll even dab into the RNC a little bit. I got a couple guests coming up. But, folks, this assassination story is too big not to focus on. And if it was the president right now, it would be the number one story. So why isn't it for Donald Trump? A lot of new stuff is emerging. But first, a former classmate of the shooter was interviewed, and here's what he had to say about the potential would-be assassin.
Thomas was a quiet kid unless there was something that he was passionate about. Politics being one of them, he just did not like politicians, especially with the choices that we've had. He did not like our politicians. It was especially during 2016. It was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, all of them. He showed that he disliked all of them, did not like any of them. So I brought up the fact that I'm Hispanic and, you know, I'm for Trump. And he said, well, you're Hispanic, so shouldn't you hate Trump? And I was like, no, he's great. I mean, like, he's a great president. And he's, you know, he called me stupid or insinuated that I was stupid. He's like, well, that's kind of stupid. If he was a know-it-all. So, like, once again, if he was passionate about something, he would just talk, and acted like he knew everything, especially politics related. And he would say it in a tone that was like, I'm better than you, in a type of way. And, you know, meanwhile, it's like, dude, we're in the same classes. You know what I mean? We're talking about the same stuff here. And whenever it comes to politics, I mean, at the end of the day, I can agree, you can agree, you can disagree, I can disagree. We're not even about to vote it back. Like, at that point, it doesn't matter. At that point, it's, you know what I mean, we're just starting to figure out who we like and all. But, yeah, he was real smug and arrogant whenever he was talking, and whether that was his way to try to make friends or be funny, I don't know, but it got under my skin a lot. So his friend group, they were known for being, like I said, like just out there, a little bit more recluse. Some of them didn't even show up to school. Some of them went home school. Some of them, I think one of them went to like a private school. They were definitely the type, and they did make threats to shoot up our school. And that year, I believe it was our freshman year, because I had left our freshman year before I had left. You know, everyone going through Snapchat, everybody's texting everybody, you know, saying this, that, and the third. Everybody was saying it was Thomas who made a threat, and it was that friend group. Everyone was mainly blaming the friend group, but a name that kept coming up was Thomas. And, he never did anything. You know what I mean? He left school for a couple of days. It wasn't anything like a suspension or anything. It was just a couple of days. You know, he was not severely bullied. Almost nobody knew him. So, you know, for somebody who got severely bullied, I mean, I'm not going to name names, but I could name you a few students that were severely bullied, and I remember their names. He's not one of them. The signs were there, and somebody definitely had to go down. Somebody, whether he was talking to somebody, or somebody either just didn't realize and just overlooked it, somebody should have known, because he was not a loner. And if both of his parents being counselors, how did he not see that warning sign or something? Anybody who knew him should have seen something, should have known something was up. And I know it's kind of easy to hide.
So think whatever you want about the politics. It completely destroys whatever the mainstream media wanted to say. But I don't even care about the politics. To me, this sounds like a perfect patsy. When will we find out he was on the FBI's radar?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trump assassination cover-up day 5. We're focusing on this. This is still the biggest story. Now, I'll tell you, just to preview the show here, we are going to get into some other election news with an election integrity expert joining us in the second hour. We're going to be joined by a former FBI agent and whistleblower in the third hour to get his thoughts, crack into his mind with what happened on Saturday. And obviously, we have a bunch of new videos. I mean, I'm just loaded. I'm just loaded with videos, most of them dealing with the shooting on Saturday. But then we've got this Biden stuff is out of control. I'm 50-50. We'll see if we have time to play it. Folks, he literally can't talk. He had an event yesterday, and he had an event today. The guy can't even talk. And the only reason you're not seeing much of it is because the RNC is going on. And obviously, people are talking about a little bit about the Trump assassination. It should be more, quite frankly, the assassination attempt. But it's so bad that they want to keep this stuff internal. And now there's more internal calls being made inside the Democrat Party calling for Joe Biden to drop out of the race. It's a disaster. So we may play you some of that as well. I mean, I'm just loaded. And then we may reach into some of the RNC stuff as well. J.D. Vance has his speech tonight. That's going to be important for him to win over a lot of the doubters. We'll see how that goes. But let me just get right into the assassination cover-up. And the crew is really going to be a major part, as they have been all week, because I've just got so many clips, and we're basically just going to need to be synced up here. But another video has come out with the actual video of Trump. So yesterday we kind of showed the 3D image rendering of Trump turning his head as the bullet went by and nicked his ear. We now have another one that's the real-time footage of Trump or images of Trump where you can see. And so, guys, I don't know which one it is on the video list, if you can find it for me. But you can see this is how crazy it is. Literally milliseconds and millimeters from the bullet going through Donald Trump's head. And you can see in the two screenshots where he's facing forward and then he moves his head. And if he didn't move his head, the bullet would have gone through his head. And again, it's just Donald Trump he wasn't supposed to be here today. And I think this is kind of what gets lost on everyone because he did survive. He did have the iconic photo, the iconic moment. He is at the RNC. There it is right there, guys. Thank you. And so we're just kind of forgetting. It's just like almost not even real.
Trump, I really believe, folks, Trump was not supposed to be here today. And I even want to open up the phone lines. We've heard from eyewitnesses. I've probably spoken to a dozen eyewitnesses. Listen to eyewitness testimony. We've got some more today on what they think happened. But I think I'll open up the phone lines just to get now open phone lines on what you think led to this. But I firmly believe. Now, you can talk about divine intervention. I'm saying there was a plan. How many people were involved? How many people had knowledge? How many people had the direct desire that day, that moment, to kill Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But I'm convinced the plan was that Donald Trump would not be here today. And that image of the milliseconds and the millimeters, the difference between life and death, is unreal, really, I would say. Unreal. Now, I want to address some things that people are talking about, and these are the potential multiple shooter narratives or conspiracies, because I have a lot of people bringing this up to me. And I want to address that directly. And I'm not discounting people that are talking about that. I'm not insulting people that think that. I do not believe that. I will show why I don't believe that. I'll get deeper into that analysis today, just like we did yesterday. But I've got more reasons to say I don't believe that. And I'll show you kind of some of the theories and why I don't think they're possible. But first, let's go to a couple of the other eyewitnesses. And guys, it's clips 20 through 23. I don't know if all of these are eyewitnesses, so I need you to kind of help guide me through this. So go ahead and do this then, Rob. Just play the ones of the eyewitnesses that day talking about what they've seen.
I hit the ground, and he kept standing. I was like, you got to get down, boy. You got to get down. They're going to shoot you. Because if they would have had like a machine gun, they could have taken us all out. So then we laid there for a while. We saw different places where the gunshots were at. And then they got President Trump down, Secret Service did, and they took him out of there and got him off of the stage. And he was bleeding. And so then my son and daughter-in-law was back behind us, back behind the fence. And we was worried about them. We couldn't call them. And so we started trying to go after them then when they finally let us up. And they had been right by the fence where the other shooter was. There was one I heard in the water tower. There was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do...
First crack of the gunfire, and I just screamed, it's the sniper, it's the sniper. And he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
And, yeah, and then at that same exact moment, there was a spray from the right side of the stage that I thought was some type of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or not gas, but smoke.
That's the hydraulic
fluid.
Sure.
You know, lined up front, and he said it was, he heard it was gunfire hitting the hydraulic on the one crack. So the gunfire was coming toward the stage.
Wow.
And then a few minutes later, there was a couple more shots down the hill, and that's when they started flooding and pushing everybody out.
You're out of there as you're starting to process this. I know we'll all be processing this over the coming days and weeks. How are you feeling now in this moment?
Well, what I've heard coming out here is now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides. So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side they never got. So that's why they wanted us to leave immediately, because they thought there's still a shooter out there somewhere. So there could be in these woods around Butler. Aaron, you know, I've covered many Trump rallies. I don't know how many you've been to.
This is your sixth.
I was here at the fourth car in the parking lot this morning.
All right, now let's just get into this now. The multiple shooters theory. And again, this isn't to discount the actual eyewitnesses, but there's a lot of reasons why they could have thought there were two shooters. You're in a panic. There's all kinds of different noises. They're hitting the hydraulics. They're hitting the bleachers. There's people on both sides getting hit. There's echoes. There's all kinds of things. So there's all kinds of anomalies that could have happened that could have led people to believe that, though it might not be true. Now, I still believe it was a single shooter. I'll explain the potentials of a second shooter, and I'll debunk some of the theories that there was a second shooter, at least from some of the angles that they're claiming. Now, it's worthwhile to say this before I get into that. We're not getting any information from the Secret Service or the FBI It's like these little drips. It's like these little breadcrumbs. It's like what they want us to see or something. Now, I'll get into that more in a second, but I say that for the context here. We're supposed to think that there were only five shots fired. Is the only official reporting that I've seen is that the shooter only fired five shots. Well, all of us that have seen and heard the video know that there were more than five shots fired. But see, that's the problem. There's not been a press conference. So we really don't know how many shots the shooter fired. We really don't know the exact specifications of the guns or the bullets. We could have all this information right now. They could present the weapon to the American people in a press conference. Three people were shot. The hydraulics were hit. The bleachers were hit. So at least five shots that we know of. You could run the ballistics. We could know the exact type of bullet. We could have all of these questions answered, and we're getting nothing. No press conference. Instead, we get these little drip, drip, drips, which is suspicious. But we'll get into those in a second. But we all heard more than five shots. How many shots did Secret Service fire back? We don't know. There's been reports about, was he told to stand down? Was he not? I think we have a better idea into why that is. But I'll get to that in a second. Let's observe the potential of a second shooter here. And, you know, there's a couple maps that I think are the best to use for this. So we can kind of dot cam this. And this might be the best map right here. Because they say, and I should add an element right here too. And folks, I'm telling you, I've looked at all the angles. I've looked at all the different conspiracies of multi-shooters. Most of them are just literally impossible. I don't see how it would be possible for somebody to be firing from the water tower, especially since the people that are running with that theory are claiming that the water tower shooter was just shooting at the crowd. Well, what's the purpose? Why would there be a second shooter shooting at the crowd? I'm sorry, that just doesn't make any sense to me. But they're claiming that because these people were shot on both sides, that that proves a second shooter. I believe to the contrary, because if you look here, all these shots actually line up. You had people getting shot right here on the on this end of the beach, the bleachers, and you had the people getting shot in the front end of this bleachers, and then here's Trump in the middle. So really, all these people that got shot are all right there in the line of fire. So it wouldn't make any sense for a shooter to be over here on the water tower because his angle at Trump would be this way and nobody in that line of fire was hit. Nobody here was hit. Nobody here was hit. Nothing around here was hit. And we would know. If anybody was shooting from the water tower, I believe we would know. So I believe that is probably impossible and likely did not happen. So I do not believe there was a shooter on the water tower. Now, if you want to think there was a second shooter, there are two potentials. There could have been a second shooter right here behind the shooter on a different building. Maybe you could argue that there was an actual professional assassin or hitman with a sniper way down range, way down, out of sight, out of mind. But I think that that's impossible simply because you'd have to be so aligned with where the shooter climbs up and gets onto the roof, and you can't set up that kind of long-range shot at a moment's notice to line up with where he lines up. So I don't think there was a long-range sniper. Now, if you think somebody came from the right side, here's a video for you that this is what it would look like. Just give me clip 23, and we'll have to pause it at the beginning of this because this is just a wide shot of the scene. Okay, so, just go ahead and push play there for me. So basically, though, what you'll see is, okay, that's good right there. That's good right there. Actually, keep going a little bit. So basically what you'll see here is there is a building, rewind it, there is a building on the other side from where the shooter was at, which you could potentially say somebody could have scaled that building and taking shots at Trump. And the line is kind of similar enough where it would look like they were all coming from the left side of the stage and they could have been coming from the right side of the stage. So if there is a second shooter, I believe it had to come from the buildings opposite of the building that the shooter was on the other side of the water to the right if you're facing the stage. As you can see, I don't know if you guys can. Well, you can, if you're on the screen, it's at the top of the screen there. So you can see it's a similar line of fire as to where the shooter was. It's a very similar line of fire. And actually, it's even more similar than this depiction would have you believe, because the shooter was farther to the left and closer behind the tree cover to where the Secret Service snipers were. So actually, the line of fire is even closer in line with where the shooter would have been should there have been a second shooter on those roofs. So I believe the water tower shooters are completely debunked. I'm not saying I believe in a second shooter, but if there was a second shooter, it had to come from that building on the other side of the rally where the shooter was. That'd be the only potential. That'd be the only possibility. Okay, now that we've exhausted that, why are we not having press conferences? Why do we not know the specifications, the specifics? Why have we not seen the gun? Why don't we have ballistics reports? What about the casings on the building? What about the bullets that went into three individuals, went into the bleachers, went into the hydraulic system? Why do we not have this? Why has this not been made public? These are questions that we have 5 days after this event that could have been given to the public. I mean, if not immediately after, certainly 24 hours after, certainly 5 days after. Why are we not getting that information? Why am I sitting here today and I have not seen the gun and we have not been given the specifications on the bullets? And why do we still not even know how many shots were fired, really, by the shooter or by the Secret Service? Why? Why? Very suspicious. Very suspect. Now, there's more information that makes this whole situation even more ridiculous of how we got here. Trump rally gunman spotted by law enforcement nearly 30 minutes before shots fired. We have a video of him casing the building. And I'm guessing this is the same. Go ahead and roll 19. I mean, the timeline of all this is unknown because these are just videos. But Trump is not on the stage yet. So you know it's at least 10 minutes before. There's the alleged shooter. And look, I'm not trying to be too conspiratorial. I'm still saying alleged shooter. There are still people reporting it was a different guy. I don't know. I'm focused on how we got here. What led to the security failures? Was this guy a patsy? Was there intentional stand downs? Was he used? I mean, lone wolf, I don't think is possible at this point. But nonetheless, here he is scaling the building at least 10 minutes before the event. And we now know that cops and Secret Service had him on their radar at least 30 minutes before the shooting, but somehow lost him in a building. Somehow just lost him. Now, we're getting more information. So he rides up in his van, which has explosive devices, and apparently he has the transmitter, the remote detonator, in his hand or on his person when he's shot. We don't know any other information about that. Well, except about the parents. We'll get to that in a second. So the point is, they had this guy on their radar for at least 30 minutes before he fired a shot. At least 30 minutes, and they had pictures of him, and there are videos of him scaling and scoping the building. They just let him go. He had a rangefinder as well that they knew about, and they just let him go. His parents called the cops on the day of the Trump rally shooting. They called the cops saying he was missing and that they were suspect because of some of the things that he had in his possession, like explosive devices or materials to build an explosive or hazardous materials that were delivered to the house. The parents called the cops. So he rides up in his van, and now apparently he had a bike. a bike. Thomas Crooks pictured almost an hour before he shot Trump. Sniper identified gunman acting suspiciously, checking his cell phone and rangefinder at a rally when they took photos. So again, now this is the drip, 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 drip. Why do we get the image of him dead? Who releases that? Why do we get the image of Secret Service that they had of him 30 minutes before of a suspicious individual? Why do we get that? Why do we get the image of his phone and transmitter or remote detonator, as they say? Why do we get that? But we don't get the gun. We don't get the ballistics. We don't get that information. Now they're claiming that he had a bicycle. So I guess he had a bike in his van. He pulls out the bike with a backpack and a bag and is riding his bike around that he parked somewhere. Now, again, you could say, well, this is all innocuous. I'm sure people bring binoculars to Trump events. Maybe they ride bikes, whatever. He was already identified as a suspicious person. And keep this in mind. If he's pictured in a video that we just played at least 10 minutes before Trump goes on the stage, could have been before that, and he's pictured in these other images at least 30 minutes before he fires the first shot, well, okay, so where's the gun? Where's the ladder? Where is the gun and where is the ladder as the alleged shooter is walking around and Secret Service and local police are both aware of him? Where is the gun? Where is the ladder? Were they pre-stationed somewhere? Did he already have them stashed somewhere? Did he have to go back to his truck and grab a ladder, a gun? Was it in the bike? Was it next to the bike? Was it in a bag? Why don't we have this information? Where are the press conferences? Why do we get this drip, drip, drip of images and videos? Most of which are just coming from citizens, by the way. Most of which are just coming from citizens. And now apparently the FBI is on the roof, hosing it down. Hosing it down. So I guess, is this part of the cover-up too? Why is the FBI on the roof hosing it down when we still don't have so many important facts? By the way, they keep changing their theory as to why it wasn't guarded. First it was, oh, it was a sloped roof. Now they're claiming that it was the local police that were supposed to be on that roof. And so they're blaming the local police. So first it was, oh, it was too sloped. Well, obviously that was a lie. So now they're saying, oh, it was local police. Now, we're going to hear from local police when we come back from this break. But let's just say it was supposed to be local police. They still should have done a final check to make sure people were out there, as it was obviously a security point for them to have somebody on that roof. They knew that. So who's in charge of the final check? And it could be, if you want to talk about the Secret Service sniper that eventually took the shooter out, it could be that he might have thought or might have been told that that was the local police. And that's why he took so long to fire until the shooter fired first, because maybe he thought or he was told that was local police because they were supposed to be there. But again, no press conferences. Still no press conferences. 5 days after, we're going to hear from a local police officer when we come back from this break.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Haven't been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? who's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top-selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
You know, in the break, the crew brings up a great point. And I was always kind of going with the line of fire to decide where the shooter was at. But perhaps we should even reevaluate that. We'll do that in a second. But first, here's the local police talking about when they identified the shooter and how that went.
Did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter.
He did.
Your officers are on patrol. They hear that there is a suspicious person on the rooftop. What did your officers do?
So our officers in the area started to converge on the building. My understanding is they did a full perimeter walk of the building. Weren't able to see up on the roof. Two of the officers went to what appeared to be the lowest point from ground to roof. One of the officers actually boosted the second officer up high enough for him to grab hold of the roof. When he was able to pull his head up over the roof, he did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter?
He did.
And what did the shooter do?
Turned towards him, had the barrel of his weapon pointed at the officer.
At that point, the officer's hanging on
yes.
to the side of the roof?
Yes.
Unable to pull a gun out?
Unable to...
Unable to reach his radio?
Any of that, yeah, yeah. Strictly defensive movement for him to lower his head, duck, lost his own grip, right? Fell approximately 8 feet to the ground.
That's a steep drop.
It's a good drop, yes.
Did he get hurt?
He did.
In that moment, did they realize there's a threat right now to the former president?
They did. So both the boosting officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did, in fact, have a weapon.
Who did they radio?
So there was a blanket tactical channel being
Everyone
used.
Heard it.
Everyone that was on that tactical channel heard it, yes.
How much time between that radio communication and the gun being fired at the former president?
That I don't have that information.
Well, we could have that information by now. We should have that information by now. Okay, so now let's review something else. So this is an image of the shooter after he was down. And the reason why we do this now, okay, I mean, looking at that, guys, I mean, the depth here is really impossible to know, right? I mean, the depth in this image is really hard to know. I could fathom, because if you look at the building behind him, that building behind him is some ways away. So if you look at, and just trying to get some depth perception here, let's get the video of him when he's first noticed by the crowd. Show me the video when he's first noticed by the crowd. And let's try to figure out if it's like at the same depth, because, you know, it's hard to know. It'd be nice to have a press conference to get these questions asked. But it would seem in the videos where the people are recording him climbing on the roof that he's closer to the front of the building and not the back. And if he's shooting from the front of the building, then that changes everything. Then the line of fire doesn't make any sense at all. Now, again, it's almost impossible to know with this depth perception. But yeah, okay, so no, that makes sense. Okay, so looking at it now, so he was definitely on the back of the building. So I think our prior analysis holds up, guys. Would you agree? Re-reviewing this? Yeah. Okay, so the reason why we review this is because some of these graphs had the shooter. Yeah, you can get the depth there because of those gutters. Okay, good job. So he's definitely on the back of the building. The reason why we reviewed this is because some of the maps had him on the front of the building. That's obviously inaccurate. He was obviously on the back of the building. I think we can quadruple confirm that now, but we're re-reviewing that. So yes, so our prior analysis still holds true. His position indicates that he was the one that could have fired every single shot that hit three people, well, four people including Trump, hit the hydraulic system, and hit the bleachers. So, again, yes, the single shooter could have been responsible for every single shot. The line of fire adds up to everything that was hit. The only way it would be possible if there was someone long ways behind him, but then it would have been a professional sniper with probably a higher caliber bullet. We would have known that. So, okay, then you think about, well, what about the other side of the venue on that other roof? Well, maybe that's a potential. I'd say that's the only potential, but I'm 99.8% positive he was the only shooter. But that doesn't mean he acted alone. I mean, you're dealing with, at the very least, criminal negligence with the security team here, or at least the organizer, Kim Cheadle, or intentional negligence. And then what are you looking at with intentional negligence? By the way, there's other things surfacing too. Like, did they take Secret Service security off Donald Trump so it could be on Jill Biden? Now, they denied that. So what if they denied it? They're lying. They lied about everything else. Why would they lie about that too? And by the way, again, we could have all this information. This is all on record if we had a press conference, but we don't get one. Did they intentionally take Secret Service off Donald Trump for Jill Biden? And then you asked, was even that done intentionally for a reason? Is that incompetence or is that intentional? That's a whole nother issue. Now, here's something concerning that most people were missing. An FBI DHS intelligence bulletin, that's what we get, is an intelligence bulletin full of nothing, really. except propaganda, because most people are noticing, oh, the explosives, his vehicle parked near the event, yada, yada, yada. He was receiving packages, so everything we've covered. But there's something at the end of this that most people are missing that I found the most alarming. At the end of this release, the FBI and the DHS, this is a quote, the FBI and DHS remain concerned about the potential for follow-on or retaliatory acts of violence following this attack, particularly given that individuals in some online communities have threatened, encouraged, or referenced acts of violence in response to the attempted assassination. Are you guys hearing this? Did you just hear what I just read? The FBI and the DHS are claiming Trump supporters are going to act violently in response. Let's translate that. Let's translate that. How are people missing this? This is the big kahuna, if you will. They've been saying for years. Remember, was it Maxine Waters? I'm afraid they got people training in the woods to take out Democrats. We know they're in the woods. They're in the hills training. Remember that? Remember all the Chris Wray and all the intelligence briefings? Oh, Trump supporters? Remember the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan? It was an FBI entrapment scheme. Remember all that? Remember all that? And now they're saying, oh, the FBI and the DHS, they're concerned about Trump supporters. They're concerned about Trump supporters. That's in their intelligence bulletin, folks. Are you starting to get it yet? And so that's why I came out immediately after the assassination and I said, where is the statement from the Trump campaign? Where is the statement from the Republican Party denouncing, disavowing all political violence, saying we want peace, we're going to win an election, we're going to win politically? We want nothing but health and security for Joe Biden. We need more Secret Service. We need better training. Make sure Joe Biden and Kamala Harris get the best training ever. We want nothing. Redundant, loud, clear statement making this. Because here's the FBI and the DHS. Do you think they're your friends? Saying we are on the lookout for Trump supporters to retaliate. What does that mean? Oh, they couldn't find this guy. They couldn't locate this guy. They couldn't stop this guy. Oh, you know they're ready to blame a Trump supporter for something like this. You know they're already cooking that up. They basically just admitted it.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth. And the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box. And together, we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing. This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
So let's be clear. The FBI and the DHS in their latest memo that they released regarding the assassination attempt are saying, we believe Trump supporters are now going to retaliate. Now, what evidence do they have of that? They don't share any evidence. They don't give any examples. They just imply it. Now, why is Maxine Waters going on news stations talking about Trump supporters training in the woods? Well, of course, we know about the FBI plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer and frame it on Trump supporters. We know about the Fed surrection that took place on January 6th to entrap Trump supporters. And then, guys, wasn't there another? They were cooking up another fake kidnapping plot of a Democrat governor to blame Trump supporters. So what am I talking about here? What does this all mean? What does it all add up to be? Well, it means that we better hope and pray that Secret Service around Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and everybody, quite frankly, but specifically the Democrats, is as good as it gets. Because they're already building the narrative. They've been building the narrative. You know there's FBI entrapment campaigns already going on to bring in Trump supporters, to get them to act violently so that they can run with that narrative that, oh, see, Trump is the bad guy. Trump supporters are the bad guy. They're the domestic terrorists. All of this they want before the election. And they just showed their hand again. And I'm stunned here that everybody missed it. They're all focusing on the explosives and the car and everything else. and not the FBI saying, hey, by the way, Trump supporters are still the domestic terrorists. After somebody tries to kill Trump, they say, do not forget that Trump supporters are the bad guys. See where we're at? Starting to catch up? Was it Northam, guys? Thank you. The crew found it. Man in alleged kidnapping plot also considered targeting Virginia Governor Northam, FBI says. So, yeah, there it is. Thank you, crew. Great work. And what else can they do now that Biden is just an unmitigated disaster? By the way, what is the state of Secret Service under Kim Cheadle? It's even worse than you think. With a bunch of diversity hires and a protocol to have more women in Secret Service so they lower the standards so they can get it up to 30%. That's her own words, promoted by Jill Biden. It's all about female empowerment. Oh, you know, well, it's total letdown of security. Almost had Trump killed. It's diversity. Remember this one? Just a couple months ago. Kamala Harris, Secret Service agent, had screws loose years before on-base flight. Secret Service agent removed from Kamala Harris security detail after distressing behavior. She had an emotional breakdown. A woman on Secret Service had an emotional breakdown. Now look, let me be perfectly clear. I love women. I really do. But you know what? They do tend to have emotional breakdowns. Sometimes it's just out of their control. There's a reason why men are plumbers and linemen and pipe hitters. There's a reason why women are mothers and nurturers and caretakers. There's a reason. And this Secret Service agent that had a mental breakdown while protecting Kamala Harris, this woman, certified by Kim Cheadle. I don't even want to revisit the women on the Secret Service detail. Yeah, there might be a woman or two that's a badass that can overcome their emotions, that could be a great Secret Service agent. But I think after what we saw on Saturday, I think these protocols, I think this diversity program inside the Secret Service, probably a bad idea. If a woman can meet the standards that a man has to meet, fine. Folks, you had women scrambling around, not knowing what to do, fumbling with their sunglasses, unable to reholster their firearm. Instead of protecting the principal, they get into a fetal position themselves. All brought to you by Kim Cheadle. And guess who's protecting Kim now? Secretary Mayorkas. This is from the GOP Oversight Committee. Initially, the Secret Service committed to your attendance. Subsequently, however, Department of Homeland Security officials appear to have intervened, and your attendance is now in question. This is to Kim Cheadle, who was subpoenaed and supposed to show up for a hearing. Now DHS is saying, no, she's not coming. In addition, since Mayorkas' intervention, there have been no meaningful updates or information shared with the committee. The lack of transparency and failure to cooperate with the committee on this pressing matter by both DHS and the Secret Service further calls into question your ability to lead and Secret Service and necessities the attached subpoena compelling your appearance before the Oversight Committee. Now, look, I get it. The RNC is going on. It's a big event. It was already scheduled. It is what it is. This needs to be full court press. And look, you know, Mike Johnson, he goes up last night, he gives a speech, and he says, now's our time to fight. That's nice, Mike. You're really known as a fighter, aren't you? Your reputation is that of a fighter, isn't it? Well, here's the deal, Mike. That's a nice speech you gave. Time for you to get back to work, okay? the nominee for the Republican Party to be the president was within a millisecond and a millimeter of being killed. And DHS and Secret Service and the FBI are covering it up. And you're at the RNC glad-handing. And you're at the RNC grandstanding. Get back to work now. If I even see Mike Johnson at the RNC tonight, I'm going to be ticked. Why isn't Mike Johnson organizing and activating a committee, pushing the pedal to the metal, to call out DHS, the Secret Service, and the FBI as to why there have been no press conferences, why they get no information, and why they're not even letting Kim Cheadle get called for a hearing? That's a nice speech you gave last night, Mike. You're a fighter, you say. Well, where the hell are you? They just almost killed President Trump. Where the hell are you? What the hell are you doing? You should be organizing the Oversight Committee, the Weaponization of Government Committee. All of these things should be full court press right now on the DHS, on the Secret Service, and the FBI. And look, they got a hearing coming up on July 23rd. Okay, that's nice. We need to have a press conference now. Now, Lauren Boebert is all over it. Why not get Lauren Boebert to lead it? Why not get Lauren Boebert press conferences every day? Who's leading the Republican Party at this point? Hey, I get it. We're having fun at the RNC. They're serving beer. All the celebrities are there. We're dancing. We're playing music. We're giving speeches. We're patting each other on the back. Hey, that's great. Fine. Have the RNC. Are we just going to ignore the cover-up of the Trump assassination attempt? Are we just going to ignore the fact he was almost dead? Are we just going to ignore the fact they're covering it up right now? Are we so high on ourselves that we're just not even taking it? Oh, we'll deal with it next week. Oh, okay. Once they've covered the whole thing up, once they've erased all the evidence, once they've got their story straight, then you'll go for it. I see. Great strategy. Losers. If I was Trump, I would be infuriated. Now, I mean, the guy almost died, so I'm sure he's just happy to be alive. If I was his son, if I was his daughter, I would be infuriated right now at the lack of action. Homeland Security blocking Kim Cheadle from testifying. The cover-up is on, folks. The cover-up is on. And who's trying to stop it from happening? Where? Anybody?
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.